You know, if you get to some of those big races where you got to be in the corrals half an hour or 45 minutes early, why not start a conversation? You don't know what to say? I've got a suggestion for you. Ask the person next to you what their favorite distance to race is and why. Episode 481 of Diz Runs Radio is a quick tip episode. Today's quick tip, treat every race like it's your last race. Hey guys, so today's episode might be a little bit of the a Debbie Downer type of episode. It's not one that was planned, not one that I'm necessarily looking forward to. But the more I thought about it, the more I think that this is maybe because it's not something I want to talk about, maybe because it's not something that was planned, maybe that's what makes it important. Earlier this week, as this show goes out on the 20th of October, earlier this week in 2017, the running community, us, all of us, lost a good one, lost a friend in Mr. Stephen Lee, who you may not know, Stephen. Although if you've been listening to the show for a while, you might. Because he was on the show back in, let me pull that up here, but I think it was about 367 or so. So you can definitely go back and check out our conversation. I would encourage you to do so. It was a good one. It most certainly will be featured as a best of at some point, you know, whenever it is that I run best of episodes again. But, you know, Stephen went to bed and didn't wake up one morning. And, you know, the news hit a lot of folks that knew him pretty hard. He was a likable guy, a very genuine friend. He was one of the first people in the Diz Runs Facebook group and one of the most active members in the group as well. And, you know, it was just kind of a punch to the gut when the news came through. 357, I'm sorry, I think I said 367, but it's 357 from January of 2017, earlier this year, episode 357, if you want to check out the conversation with Stephen. But anyway, you know, last weekend, he was running a race. He was part of a 200-mile relay crew. And this weekend, you know, his kids are planning his funeral. And you know, just hearing that got me thinking about, you know, that thing that we all know, but we don't always all think about, and that is that you know, you never know when it's your time. You know, none of us are promised tomorrow, and when it's go time, it's go time. And I don't know about you, but I know that I am guilty of getting in that you know, tomorrow routine. Sometimes maybe trying to work a little bit too much and sacrificing time with my family. Maybe not caring so much about a race because I'll run another race and do better at that event. You know, not always living in the moment, but sometimes too oftentimes, living in the future for a future moment. And, you know, when you hear of something like this, somebody who's healthy, who's vibrant, who's having, you know, as far as I knew, as far as I think most of us knew, no health problems, you know, here today, gone tomorrow, it shakes you a little bit. It reminds you that's always a possibility, whether we want to talk about it or not, whether we want to think about it or not. And most of us, and I'm guilty here too, probably don't want to talk about it, don't want to think about it, but it's reality. It happens every day. Every day, somebody that shouldn't, you know, somebody goes too soon every day around this world and you know, around the country, and it touches all of us at some point or another. So with all of that in mind, to try to not be too Debbie Downer this entire episode, I thought about what it would be like to treat every race like it might be our last. Because, you know, whether we have some you know, tragic or unplanned for or unforeseen end to our life, at some point we're all going to run our last race. Maybe it's going to be a planned thing. Like, this is, I'm going to do this race and I'm going to, you know, quote unquote, retire from running. Maybe there's going to be an injury. Maybe there's going to be, you know, something like what happened to Stephen. We don't know, but what we can guarantee is that at some point, each of us will do our last run. We'll do our last race. And if you knew that a race was going to be your last race, how would you behave? What would you do differently than what you do when, you know, you've got a race this weekend and you know you've got another one in 2 weeks from now and then there's another one 4 months from now? Like, if you knew that this was going to be my last race ever, how would you behave? How would you make it different? How would you make it special? I started thinking about that, and I came up with three things that I think I would do, that I know I would do, if I knew that this was going to be my last race. And so I would just like to share these with you and encourage you to maybe try to take one or two or all three of these things, or whatever you would do. Think about whatever you would do for your last race and put that into practice for your next race, because hopefully it's not going to be your last race. That's you know, I have no plans for my next race to be my last race, but you know what? Sometimes shit just happens that doesn't go according to plan. And if that is to happen, I hope that my next race is a great experience. And how would I make it a great experience? By doing these three things. First and foremost, make it fun. I, like a lot of you, enjoy running, enjoy racing. But I can also take it a little bit too seriously sometimes, worry too much about the time on the clock at the finish of the race. I'm not saying that you shouldn't be competitive. I'm always going to be competitive. I'm always going to try to get the best out of myself. You know, I'm always going to train with the eye of a PR, and y'all know that I'm you know, have a big thing for a BQ and qualifying for Boston, and I'm not going to give up on that goal or give up on that dream because of it as a someday goal. I think big goals are huge. I think they're great. I think they're beneficial. I think they're awesome. But I think that taking our races too seriously, like, I'm not winning any money for a race. I'm not making my living from racing. So take it seriously. But at the end of the day, have fun. Have fun. There's been too many times when I finished a race and been pissed about, you know, the 4 or 5 seconds for my half marathon that I've talked about so many times. The way I keep bringing it up, you might think I'm still hung up on that, and I'm really not. But it's a great example of how for several months I really was upset about those 5 seconds that I missed my, you know, going sub 145. And instead finished at 145.04, 145.05, whatever it was. You know, I was beating myself up over those 5 seconds. Why? Like, I took the fun out of that day, out of that race for a long time because I was hung up on those few seconds. Why? Why bother? Have fun. Enjoy yourself. Make the race. The race is the reward. We say that all the time. We hear that all the time. You put in all the miles in training, all the early mornings and the hard workouts and why do you do all that? You do it for the race. So it might as well be fun. Take yourself seriously. Try to run hard, but have a smile on your face. You know, side note, there's actually studies that show that when you're smiling, your pain threshold is higher. So if you feel like you're hurting, if you feel like you're struggling during a race, if you start smiling and actually mean it, your body is going to release the dopamine and the chemicals in the brain that's going to make the pain hurt less. So you're going to be able to keep going and not hurt as much. So smile, have fun, thank the volunteers. By God, always thank the volunteers, but especially if it was your last race, you'd certainly stop and talk to the volunteers. You'd thank them. You'd talk to the other runners, especially in the starting corral. You know, just you know, have a good time. Maybe take a couple photos. Give the kids a high five that are spectating. Like, just have fun. Whatever that means to you, whatever having a fun race would look like to you, do that. Do that at your next race. And so what if it costs you a couple of minutes? Unless you're really going for great PR or great BQ, like, you know, it's okay. It's okay. Have fun. The second thing that I would do if I knew that this was going to be my last race ever is I would stick around the finish line. You know, I would hang out. You know, if it's an ultra, if it's a trail race, then I probably wouldn't be the only one with, you know, the grill would be going, there'd be some beers flowing. We'd just be hanging out, shooting the breeze, having a good old time. But, at many road races, I've been guilty of this. And I know a lot of other runners have been too. You finish, you get your medal. If it's a race that has a medal or whatever it might be, you get your something to drink and a little something to snack on. And, you're heading to the car before everybody else has even finished the race. If it was going to be my last race, I'd probably stick around, try to soak it in, try to enjoy the atmosphere as much as possible. Cheer on the other runners, cheer on the folks that are coming in slower than me. Have something to eat, have something to drink, shoot the breeze for a while. You know, when it's going to be your last race, you're never going to want it to end. And if you don't know when your last race is going to be, why not try to take a few minutes at the end of each race, or maybe even a few hours if you have time in the schedule? You know, I know we're busy. We all have things going on, and with, you know, kids and families and work and all of the things that sometimes you have to finish your race and you have to blow on to the next thing as quick as possible. But if you're able to just slow down for a second, take in the environment, take in the excitement, the enthusiasm of the other runners, why not? Why not stick around the finish line for a little bit after your next race? Might be worth it. Might be worth it. And last but not least, the last thing I would do is really go out of my way to try to make a new friend. You know, again, I'm guilty of this, and maybe some of you are too. that you get to a race, you get to the starting corral, and instead of like talking to the people that are around you, you put your earbuds in, turn the music up, and just kind of get into your own little space, your own little zone. Why? Why not say hello? Why not talk to the runner that's next to you? You know, maybe not everybody would like to talk to you. You know, maybe it's like you get on an airplane seat and you just want to be left alone. But why? The running community, I think, for the most part, we all can agree, tends to be a pretty good group of people. So the guy or gal standing next to you probably would be a good conversation. Probably would be worth talking to. You know, if you get to some of those big races where you got to be in the corrals half an hour or 45 minutes early, why not start a conversation? You don't know what to say? I've got a suggestion for you. Ask the person next to you what their favorite distance to race is and why. I've been using that question for 3.5 years now, or almost 3.5 years now. And I'll tell you what, it's a pretty good conversation starter. It takes you in a lot of different directions. And, you know, you can have pretty good conversations with not a whole lot of other preparation besides that one question. Feel free to use my question anytime you want to. When you're meeting a new runner, making a new friend at a race, just ask them. Even if it's a half marathon or a marathon, whatever the distance of the race is, that may not be their favorite distance to race. You know, if you see me lining up at a 5K, guaranteed that's not my favorite distance to race. But if somebody asked me that question, I could go on and on and on about other distances. You know, use that as a launching point. And then, you know, by the time they finish their story, you very well might have a friend. It's worked for me several hundred times, and I can pretty much guarantee it would work for you if you give it a shot. So those are my suggestions, my thoughts for how you can make your next race special, make your next race a little bit different than all the races you've run before, because you never know. It might be your last time, might be your last race. I hope not. I hope it's not the last race for you. I hope it's not the last race for me. But when you lose a friend, and Steven was a friend to all of us that knew him at least, it makes you stop and think for a second. I don't know if he was taking anything for granted. I don't know if he was treating that like his last race, but he seems like the kind of guy that would have stopped to smell the roses, would have made some friends at the race, at every race, would have broken bread and shared drinks with those around him. And I'm not always, I don't always do that. So that's my quick tip for today. Is the next time you sign up for a race, whether you've got a race this weekend, which I know, you know, as we are here in 2017, it's race season. It's fall races every weekend. There's all kinds of races around the country, around the world. If you have a race this weekend, enjoy it. Have fun. But stop and smell the roses, because you never know. It might be the last time racing. Whenever your next race is, treat it like your last. And hopefully you have another one, and you can treat that one like your last as well. That's what I plan on doing going forward. And I would, you know, hope that maybe you'd think about doing the same. So that wraps it up for today. If you have any other suggestions, any things that you would do if it was your last race ever, what would you do to make that race special? Let me know. Shoot me a tweet at DizRuns. Shoot me an email, DizRuns@gmail.com. Or better yet, head over to the show notes for this episode, which you can find at DizRuns.com/481. And leave a comment there. And that way, all of us can think of things that we can do to make our next race a little bit more special, just in case it's our last time ever starting and ever crossing the start and crossing the finish line at a race again. So that's it for today. Don't forget, if you want to check out the interview I had with Steven, if you don't know him, you can get a pretty good feel for what kind of person he was from our chat. It's DizRuns.com/357. We'll take you right there to the show notes, and you can obviously find it in whatever podcast listening app that you have. Just scroll back. Like I said, it's January of 2017. I think the second show of the year was with Mr. Steven Lee. So that's it for today. Sorry for not the most exciting topic, but it's heavy on the heart right now. And I just wanted to think about it. I didn't want to think about it, but I've been forced to think about it, and I wanted to just share my thoughts. So thank you for allowing me the space to do that. It's very much appreciated. And you guys are very much appreciated. Love you all for listening. Thanks so much. Have a great rest of your day, and we'll talk soon.